Okay. So, today's Daf Chav Hey. We are on Daf Chav Hey. Let's just go back. Let's just go back to the second to last line, the Chav Dalam and Beis. So the Gemara, well, depending on the Girsa, but basically the question was, is that why was the Shua that the person made, that something will be asked him if he saw Ka'ole, you know, Ka'ole Mitzrayim, which is about 600,000 people, why would that be not be a valid Shua? Why would that not be a valid Shua? Maybe the Gemara says, Amalei Ravino Leravashi, the Dilma Hai Gabra Kino Dishum Shni Chazav Asik Lun Shema Ole Mitzrayim. Maybe he saw, you know, thousands upon thousands of ants, and he called them Ka'ole Mitzrayim, and he's making a shvua that the payer should be usher to him if he did not see these 600,000 or these large number of ants v'shapir mishtaba, and it's a valid shvua. So Amalei, so Rav Ashi answered, when he makes the shvua, so the shvua is made on, you know, what normal people, what normal language is, not on these off-color, off-beat, individual subjective meanings or translations of words. We're doing it objectively, what the objective words mean. Question is, though, that we had a commission the other day, I think it was on Daf Chav, that the person says, you know, chermo, he means cherim shalyam, or karbanos shalmelech. So why is that different? So there's a rush, which I saw here in the Masifta, has in the Perush Rush, but my regular Gemara doesn't have this rush. The rush says, that's, you know, normal language is that most people don't use it, but it's an acceptable interpretation. This is just so off the charts, it's not even an acceptable interpretation. So the assumption of the Gemara is that when a person makes the Shvua, we don't make the Shvua based on his subjective understanding of language, you make it based on what our, you know, the world's normal or objective definitions are. So the Gemara says, is that really true? Do we never find that a person takes Yeshua in accordance to what he thinks words mean? Fatanya, we have the following brisa. The next brisa is talking about a person who's taking a Yeshua, modem me mixas, right? So, you owe me $100. I say, you owe me $100. You say, no, I owe me 50. I only owe you 50. Or I paid you. I paid you 50 and I owe you 50. And I don't owe you the other 50, so it's a modern mix. That's a shvua de oraisa, one of the three shvuos de oraisa. So, Tanya over there, where they making the shvua, kishahein marzbino, so when Dayanim, you know, apply the shvua to him, omrim lo, they say to him, have a yodea, you should know, shalo al tenai shev libcha anu marzbimoscha, ela al datenu valdas beistin. When you're making the shvua, you should know that the shvua is being made not on what you think the shvua is being made, but on what we say the shvua is being made. It's al datenu, us, the Beis Din. Lafuke mai. So what's that coming to exclude? Why does Beis Din have to tell him, you should know that the shvua that you're making is not on your das, the shvua that you're making is on our das? Isn't that lav lafuke? Isn't that coming to exclude, to prevent the scenario where he can make some sort of... He can be dishonest, I guess, and say the asik luhu leiskundere the asik luhu shmazuze, that he has he calls it like these pieces of wood, and it's like his lucky dice. He calls his lucky dice zuze, and he handed them over to the guy, and he says, right, the asik luhu shmazuze, he calls him zuze, and order. So he basically says, I paid him my zuze. So you see the Chacham say to him, no, you can't do that because we're doing it on Al-Das. No one calls lucky dice Zuze. Zuze means money. So you have to make you're making the Shvua that on what we interpret the words to mean, not your off-colored, off-beat interpretation of the word. So you see, Midika Amar Al-Datenu, where he has to warn him and say that you have to take the Shvua on our Das, Michlal, the Oven Inish, the Mishtaba, Daita, the Navshani. You see that people do take Shuas in accordance with their own understanding. If people didn't take shuas in accordance with their own understandings, they only took shuas in accordance with the normal definition of words, we would not have to warn him about this. Otherwise, there would be no point to the warning. So therefore, if the question goes back, so when he says im lo reisi k'olim etzrayim, maybe you can say that his kavana is that he saw like all these ants, because people do make shuas on their own, based on their own interpretations. The only reason why, that's why here we have to warn him that this, in this scenario, you're not making your own interpretation. you're making it on our interpretations. The Gemara says, "Lo, that's not the reason why we're worried about in the case of the Rodel Mixer Shvuah. It's not because we're worried that maybe he'll call something that's we don't call Zuzeh, he'll call them Zuzeh. That's not the reason. The reason is Lafuki Mikanya Derava, to exclude the famous case of Kanya Derava, where there was a possibility of some sort of haram, of this dishonesty, of this trickery that was going on in Beis Din, and by doing this trickery, he would be making his, even though we wouldn't realize it, you would see that his shvuah is in essence really truthful. So what's the case of Kanya Derava? So basically, it's not that we agree that people do not take shvuos based on their own understanding. Take shvuos based on our understanding. You can't call Nemalim Olim. You can't call Nemalim Olim Mitzrayim. The reason why we tell them in his modem mixus, the reason why we tell them when he takes the shvuah that you have to al dasein, it was not because we're worried that he's going to have his own interpretation. We're worried that he did some sort of harama. What's this harama that he may have done? Dahu gavra dahavi masi bechavri zuzay. So there was a guy. There was A who tells B that you owe me money. So A is claiming money from B. Also, Kamei deRava. So the case came before Rava. V'amar leLova, and Rava says to Lova, Zil, and the Malva says to Lova, Zil Parali, pay me back. You owe me money. Pay me back. Amar le, the Lova says to the Malva, Piraticha, I already paid you. Question: we'll see what he paid. He paid. Is it everything or is it more than mixas? Kof per kol. It's Piraticha. I paid you back. So Amalei Rava, so Rava says to the Lova, since the Malva is claiming that you paid him, that you didn't pay him anything, and you're claiming that you did pay him, swear. Maybe it's a Modin Mixas. The Ron says it has to be a case of Modin Mixas, because otherwise what's going on? Your Shuv Benifter has to be Modin Mixas. Says Im Kain, we'll see the Ron in a minute, Im Kain, Zil Ishtaba Le Dibrati. Go swear that he paid. So Azel, so the... I guess the guy said, the Lova said, okay, no problem. But I said, Kanya, the Yav Bezuzi Begave, he brought his stick or his staff that he had hollowed out, and he had placed the money in the hollow of the staff. And he was, like, walking on it as he came to Beis Din. I'm not sure if this happened the same day, or he came back the next day with it. Whatever it was, he came back with the staff that's hollowed out, filled with the cash.
It's sprouted almonds?
No. Yeah. So the Lova then says to the Malva, Nikot Haikanya Bidach, you know, do me a favor, hold on to my staff. Nasiv Sefer Torah, he takes the Sefer Torah. Why is he holding the Sefer Torah if it's right? Nasiv Sefer Torah, the Ishtaba, and he swore, Depare Komad Yabiliyabiyade. And he swore that he paid back everything that's in his, everything. The Ron says it can't be that the Ishtaba the Pari, because this is not Perion. He says, V'Ishtaba the Yahavis Lachzuzah, is the Gears of the Ron. And he swore that I have given to you, I've handed over to you the money. So what happened was, so Ahu Malve Ruggas, this Malve got so upset that the Lova, he knows for a fact that the Lova didn't pay him back. And now he's swearing that he paid him back. He got so upset, he took the staff and he threw it on the ground. V'Ishtaba Chanazuzi Laria. And the staff broke and all the coins, you know, fell out. And all the coins fell out. V'ishtachach tekusta ishtaba. And it turns out that, you know, technically, he swore truthfully. So this is the case that we're concerned about, some sort of harama that we tell the guy, when you're taking the shvuah, you should know you're not taking the shvuah on your das, that you handed him out, you know, in some trickery way. Our das, the das is that you have to do based on what we view paying back, which is you actually, he sees the money that you're handing over to him. But it's not a question of interpretation of rule of words. That no one takes a shvuah based on their own interpretation of words. They take a shvuah based on our interpretation. Just a few things to talk about the case. So,
Jewish press had this a few times.
Jewish press had this a few times?
Story of the...
So he says, Amalei Pratich. So the Ron says, see the Ron, Amalei Pratich? So the Ron says, Kloma Pratich Mixas. It had to be a case where it's a Moda Mixas, where he says, I paid you back 50. But I don't owe you the other 50. That becomes a Moda Mixas case. D'i Kofer Rekol, because if it's Kofer Rekol, Lamalei Lemintkat Sifra Deoraisa. If it's kofer b'kol, so midoraisa, he doesn't take a shvuah at all.
Right.
The only guy has to take a shvuah midorabanan, which is shvuah heses. And the Ron holds that by shvuah heses, you don't have nikitas chayfetz. You don't take the sefer Torah, which is a machlokas. Because the Rabbeinu Tam is brought in Masech Shavuos, I forgot at Daf Chav Tes, I think, that he holds that by Shavuos Tes you do take a Sefer Torah. So even according to Rabbeinu Tam, this could be a case of Kol for Bekol. So he says, another answer I saw is that the Meiri says, who says that the Beis Din told him to take a Sefer Torah? This guy is a trickster. So he comes in, he gives him the staff, he grabs the Sefer Torah, that's why he handed over the staff. Hey, you take the staff, I'll grab the Sefer Torah to show how truthful he is. I'm even going to swear on the Sefer Torah. So maybe that's the case that happened. So it is a Kol for Bekol, but he took the Sefer. Nothing to do with Shavuos Heses, not entering the Machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran here as to whether or not Shavuos Heses requires Nikitas Chayfetz. He just grabbed it on his own to show how truthful he is. But the Ran says, Elavale modu mixes have. If it's modu mixes, so why does he say that I paid you? It makes it sound like I paid you everything. He says, Vashas hacha lo chash l'prushe. But here the Gemara wasn't so close, he didn't really care to explicate exactly what the case is. Mishum de lo bahanu din asik. Because that's not the point of our story here. We're not dealing with modu mixes, with kol v'kol. We're just dealing with the idea of what the reason is, like why they warned him. So the details we're not going to care about so much. And he says again, Hachi Garcina Vishtaba de Yehovah's Lachzuze. His Grisa is that I gave you the money. Velo Garcina de Paris. And you can't say that I paid you back. The Ha Iu Labitoris Peyon Shakle. Because he didn't give him back as a repayment. Because if it was a repayment, he would have known. He gave it back just to hold on to it. So that's the Grisa of the Ran. Okay. That's the story. So the Gemara now asks again. He says, V'akate, is it still? I bring another question to show you that people do make shvuos based on their own interpretations of language. V'akate lo avi de mishtaba daiti de navshe. We get to a little agad to now. V'atanya the following brisa. V'chein matzin v'moshe Rabbeinu. We see by Moshe Rabbeinu kisheshbia es Yisrael v'arvos Moav. When a Moshe Rabbeinu imposed the Shua on Bnei Yisrael before they entered across the Yarden in Avros Moav, that they should accept the Torah. Amar Lahem, he says to them, this is Bryce speaking, Have a Yodim, you should know, Shelo al datchem ani mashbiaschem, I'm not giving you the Shua, I'm not forcing you to take the Shua based on your interpretation, Ela al dativ al das hamakom, but rather on my interpretation and interpretation of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shereyamar, as the Pasuk says, by the Shua that Moshe gave to them, V'lo idchem levadchem, not with you alone. So ma amar lehu Moshe, and the Gemara explains, lo idchem levadchem, even to people who are not here today, the Pshat of the Pasuk is a little different, but the Brisa interpreting lo idchem levadchem, ma'ai amar lehu Moshe l'Yisrael, what did Moshe tell Bnei Yisrael? Lav hachi amar lehu, is this not what he told him? Dilma avidetun mili v'amrisun al datenu, maybe you're going to call something based on, you're going to interpret a word something in your own way, and then you're going to say that based on that interpretation of the word, that's what we swore on. That's why he said, Aldaiti, what I interpret the words, not only you interpret the words. So, the fuke mai, what did that come to exclude? Why did he have to say? What would have been their interpretation? Lav la fuke, da siku shma la vodkachavim elohai. Could it be that maybe the Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned that they are going to say that the words that the Avodah Zarah, they're going to call the Avodah Zarah God. They're going to call it God. Elohim Mitzrayim, Elohim Mitzrayim, Elohim Achirim. So when they say that they're going to swear to uphold the words of God, they mean the words of Avodah Zarah. That's what he's worried about. Michlal, if that's the case, he's worried about it. Michlal, the inference is the oven inish the mishtabe daiti the nafshe. People do when they take shuas, they make them take the shuas based on their own interpretations, not on the general subjective, objective interpretations. So Gemara says, no. That's not a worry. Why? In this case, Moshe Rabbeinu really did have to be concerned about it because to call Avodah Zarah Eloha is not a crazy off-color interpretation. It's a legitimate interpretation. Because you see, throughout the Torah, the word Eloha is used for Avodah Zarah. Lo, because Avodah Chachavim Ikrim Eloha. For one example, the Gemara is, it was Bechol Elohei Mitzrayim. Called it the gods of Mitzrayim. So that's a legitimate interpretation. That's probably more like the Cher Moshe Yam that we saw in the Rush earlier. Maybe it's not the number one interpretation, but it's 1A. It's not like a ridiculous interpretation. So the Gemara says, okay. So that's why he told them that you have to base on my das, my interpretation, not your interpretation, despite the fact that your interpretation is legitimate. But we don't have to worry about the case, then we don't have to worry about the case of Ole Mitzrayim to say that means ants, because that's ridiculous interpretation. So the Gemara says, okay, so why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu give them a shvuah in a different way that it could not be, misinterpreted into it with a different words? So why do you say, right, he gives them, he says, well, I don't know, what was the word of the Torah? What's the pasuk? Right, but why is it? Yeah, but where's the word Elokai? Right. Mar asks, "Vilishba yason demikaimis and mitzvos." Just tell him to make the shvua. Tell him that they have to take, when he makes the shvua, he should say the words that you have to keep uphold all the mitzvos. Don't more say the word Elokai, because that can be misinterpreted as avodah zara. He says "Vilishba yason demikaimis and mitzvos," which says no, that also can be misinterpreted into another legitimate answer, which is mashma mitzvos amelech. Maybe they saw thought that they have to keep the words of the king, not the mitzvos of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Gemara continues to ask, maybe there's another lashon that Moshe should have used. V'lishaba yason demikaimusun kol mitzvos. They have to upkeep all of the mitzvos. All the mitzvos would include the mitzvos of Melech and the mitzvos of Melech Malchim Elokim. All the mitzvos of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Moshe says no, because all the mitzvos maybe can be interpreted as just mitzvos tzitzis. Mashma mitzvah sittis. Maybe that was the only mitzvah they're going to uphold, because the amamar it's send the base writer shikula mitzvah sittis connected all mitzvahs with Torah. Sittis is connected all the mitzvahs. I know we also say Kama Torah connected kulam, Shiva Sarek Yisrael connected kulam. We have a lot of mitzvahs that we say are connected kulam. I always thought that meant
six
mitzvahs. So I always thought that meant that we just doesn't mean that the connected kulam. Like all I have to do is like wear all my tzitzis and then I don't put the tefillin. It just shows the importance of the mitzvah. But here maybe the interpretation was that all I have to do is put my tzitzis and I'm done.
It's to remember you that, to remind you that.
Yeah, I know, but doesn't mean, so that's why it shows that it's crucial, but it's
but
I mean,
optional.
Person lives in Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have to daven shacharis. Of course he does. Person keeps Shabbos, he doesn't have to keep kosher. Of course he does. What? I'm quite. Others might disagree, but I'm quite certain.
But it's optional.
What?
It's optional.
What's optional? That's another question. So you tzitzis is connected kulam. Why is it not a complete obligation? It's only if you're wearing it. We happen to wear abrakanfos purposely.
You don't have four-cornered garment. It's not, so you don't have
to wear it. Exactly. So why is sitzis kenega kulam? Why is that the example? It's another kasha. That's a good question.
Only you were not here on Shmuz night.
What's the answer?
What two answers?
Give me one.
45
minutes worth of it. I just want one. I only want one.
No, but it's all, but that's the Rabbanim.
So you might have. So you were here. You were physically here on Shmuz night.
That's what I always said.
Okay.
But it was very good.
That's Rabbi Kamineski, right? Okay. So, well, if you wear a tzitzis, so you can violate Shabbos the undip, and you can tape to. No, that's not what it means. But nevertheless, the point being is that, I mean, they bring down that the reason why kids tzitzis connect kulam is the gematria of tzitzis is
613.
Right? Then you also have the eight. It's 600. But you have the eight psilim and the five knots.
Yeah.
So that's how you get to the answer 13 over there. Okay, so when you're misati for tzitzis, you remember all the mitzvos. Okay,
but it doesn't mean you're mekayim then.
Well, it says here shikula, it's equal to. You're right. It doesn't say mekayim. Nowhere does it say mekayim, because
right.
Whenever you say shikula, it doesn't mean you potter from all the other mitzvos. You still
right.
have to do the mitzvos.
Right.
So the Gemara says, okay, v'lishvon yason demekamais and Torah. Maybe he should have imposed an oath that they should uphold the Torah. So the Gemara says mashma Torah achas. They would say, oh, we're only Torah shebichsav. Not Torah Sheval Peh. So the Gemara says, okay, Vilishbun Yasun de Mekayim and Toros. They should uphold the Toros. So the Gemara says, no, because Mashma, Toros Mincha, Toros Chatas, Toros Asham, throughout the Torah, it's called certain parashos Torah. So it's Toros Sachat, so Toros Asham, so Toros Chatas. You know, those are all different things that are called Toros. Maybe they would only uphold those Toros. So the Gemara says, okay, so Vilishbun Yasun de Mekayim Usun, Toros Umitzos. So he goes, well, that doesn't help. Because then Toros is Mashas Toros HaMincha, and Mitzvah is Mashas Mitzvah HaMelech. You have two words that can be reinterpreted. You put them two together, they can still be reinterpreted. So the Gemara says, V'lishbon Yason, Demiskaimon Torah Kula. They should swear that they will keep all of the Torah. So he goes, no, it's a Torah Kula, Mashas Avodah Zarah. All the Torah can be mean as Avodah Zarah. The Sanya, the Brisa says, Chamur Avodah Zarah, Shekola Kofar Ba, whoever denies Avodah Zarah is as if he admits to the entire Torah. So you see that Torah can be interpreted. These are legitimate, I guess, interpretations. So the Gemara says, okay, Vilishvon Yason Demiskaimen Avodas Kochavim Vitorakula. He should maybe take a shua that they're going to uphold Avodah Zarah. That's one thing, and all the Torah. So he can't say all the Torah means Avodah Zarah because that's separately. They're saying Avodah Zarah and all the Torah. So Inami, or he could have had them make the shua. It's fascinating. Sheish Miyos or Shoshim Mitzvos, all 613 Mitzvos. Which whose list of 613?
Rambans, Rambam, Smag.
Sajagon, whose list? It's also fascinating to know that here's like another sort of source that there are 613 mitzvahs. I already thought the only source was in the Gemara and Makkos. But here's another source, the 613. So the Gemara says, yeah, he could have. Ella Moshe Rabbeinu Nusul Tichur Nakat. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't really care to explicate so carefully what exactly Shavuot means. He just says, you take Shavuot for the Torah, which means what I mean. The Torah that, what I mean is what Hashem means, which means keeping the Torah. That's the regular interpretation. But bottom line is that we see that people do not take shvuas based on their own far flung offbeat interpretations, and that's why when the guy makes the shvuah that he saw about that whatever his shvuah was conditioned on the fact that he saw a Olim Mitzrayim, he can't mean that he saw a massive ant farm. It means people.
Okay. The only two places in Shas we mentioned, it's Makkos and here.
That the only two places?
Yeah.
That's what he says?
Last time.
Oh, okay.
Also by Yaakov. Another guy, I think entire
that might that's Rashi brings
that's
it
Rashi
down.
Says,
but it's not in Shas.
Right, but it's he puts down...
And also there's a problem with that is that it's not true.
It's not true?
He married two wives. Married two sisters.
So that's a time that...
You can't play that game.
So, well, it probably means, well, it could be, or you interpret it means Tari Mitzvahs, or maybe it means that he kept the entire kit and caboodle that was around there.
That was not
okay
at that time.
Okay.
Eretz Yisrael,
that's the Ramban's interpretation. Really, but so outside of Eretz Yisrael, you can marry two sisters?
They're crazy.
Whatever, I'm not getting involved with that now. That's a major machlokas Rishona about that, because it says, you know, that by Avram Avinu Chukosu Mishpatai, it says all the mitzvahs. Gemara says clearly says that they kept all the mitzvahs. So you have to understand that. It's a machlokas how to interpret that. Okay. Now the Gemara says the Gemara quotes the Mishnah. The guy says that this should be ushered to me if I didn't see a snake the size of the beam of the Beis HaBad. We say that's a neder havai because there's no such snake that's that large. Just below, is that not true that we don't have a snake that's
that big?
Excuse me. It says Vaha, what about the following? Ahu Chivya, there was this snake, the Hava Bishne Shavar Malka, that during the times of Shavar Malka, Ramule Tlesar or Vasa Ditivna Ubala Yason. I think there were 13 cartfuls of straw and it swallowed them all.
Stableful.
13 stablefuls of straw. Okay? And it swallowed them all. So if it's that big enough, if it's that big enough to swallow all that, it was probably pretty big. You have these pretty big snakes. Now, so Amar Shmuel, the Mishnah's not talking about that he saw a snake the size of the Beis Chabad, because that's something that you can't see. It's talking about he saw something very distinct in the characteristics of the snake, which wasn't that they were bitaruf. This snake had, Ron interprets, taruf as bikayim, like it has these rivets or something like that. It has some sort of what?
Rivets.
All these ridges on it. So the Gemara says, wait a second.
Ruffles.
What?
Ruffles.
Okay. It has all these ridges on it. So the Gemara says, wait, kulei nachash mitri tirfi. All snakes have these types of ridges. He says, no, agabal taruf karminan. He saw them, he had them on it. It's back. I guess this is something, whatever that means, it's something that's not typical for a snake to have. So the Gemara says, okay, for listening taruf. So why is if you're talking about taruf, why is the Mishnah bring the case as he saw at the Kabeis Avad, which we got confused what that meant, and you want to explain to us what it meant. Just give us what the explanation is in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, no, milta gavi orcha kamash malon. It's come to teach us something else in this thing. The kores Beis Avad gabu taruf. That the korah, that the beam of the Beis Avad of the press has to have these ridges. Okay, wonderful. L'mayin af kamina. So it's come to teach us a mekach memkar thing. That if the mekach memkar velomer lechash hamocher that hamocher kores beis avad lechaveru. If I'm selling to you the beam of the beis avad, even if I don't explain to you that it has these ridges in it, e gabo torv in e lo lo. That the sale is only going to be valid if the Korah's Beis Avad has these ridges. If it doesn't have these ridges, then it's not what I was buying. It'll be a mekel tos. So it's common to teach us that Korah's Beis Avad has ridges. That's why it calls it Korah's Beis Avad here.
That's when Yeah,
I hear you. I hear you.
So we just have to explicate everything to the tenth.
What do you mean?
Well, we hear you. You're saying that it's understood, you know? That's
right.
Well, we've already gone through. You have to explicate everything to make it clear.
No, but that's a legitimate. So what we're saying, when you say Korah's Beis Chabad, it means something that has ridges. That's what the definition is.
So we just take it for.
That's what it means. It doesn't mean anything else. To tell us about this Mechachol Memkar. Yeah. I mean, we've seen that in other places in Shas where they do it. There's the Mechachol Memkar. But.
A little bit related. Now he's all of a sudden left field.
I agree. I agree. Okay.
You probably agree with me.
Okay. You just did. We did the Moshe Rabbeinu one.
That was the whole.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah,
I did.
I'm disappointed. I'm looking forward to it.
There were stories. The whole thing was stories. The story of the stick, the story of the staff of Rava, the Moshe Rabbeinu. It's all stories. That's a gata. Okay, that's a gata that you can act understands maybe. So that's why the problem. Okay. So the beginning of the parak, we learned that the name of the parak is Arba Nidarim. There were four Nidarim that we say they were mutter. So the third, this mission is going to talk about the third one, which is Nidrei Shkagos. So the mission is going to explain to us what Nidrei Shkagos are. So the first example is a guy says, you know, Kona this on me, this is also to me, im achalti, if I ate today, im shasisi, if I drank today, meaning if I had already drunk, had something to eat today, this becomes also to me, and v'niskar sha'achal v'shasa, and he says, oh, you know, at the time he made the net there, he didn't think he ate, but then he realized, oh, wait a second, I woke up early this morning, I had a coffee, so that it was a shkaga, he was shogi, because he didn't have, we'll see in Ron in a second, that's a shkaga. And next one he says, Kona kikazelai, right? Sha'ani ochal. If I do eat, v'sha'ani shose, if I will drink, v'shachach, and he totally forgot his neder, v'achal v'shasa. And then he went ahead and drank. He didn't remember that in order to violate the neder, I guess, I don't know how this works, because here the neder is chal, and it's just the shogig is in his violation. The first case is where he was shogig in the actual hafla, because he didn't, it's talking about something that took place already. So why is the second case a nidre shogig? Maybe it just means the neder is chal, but it's shogig.
When he ate, he drank, it was shogig.
Right, but that doesn't. But that why does that mean it's not a valid neder to begin with?
He blew it
for shogig. So maybe it's not considered that he blew it because it was for shogig. But the chalos of the neder when he took it. Because I take the neder now, that the neder will be valid if I eat later. So right now it's a valid neder. So that means what?
So he's
shogig in the violation, but not in the hafla. The first case is shogig in the actual hafla, because that's the difference. The Ram points that also. He says, Trei gavni katani. Two types of scenarios. Chado de b'shas nidra hayashogig. During the time of the neder, he was shogig. He go and koni mechalti v'shasisi. Because he didn't realize at the time he made the neder that's case number one. V'katani nami shahayashogig. Also, the time when the neder is bound to be chol, even though at the time he left, he uttered the words, he wasn't a shogig. So there's a shogig in the tanai, not in the neder itself. The keva de nadra b'achila kamaisa chayil v'hi shaita havle shogeg klomer shlo niska sheitol v'osu achila shom neder lo chayil nidra klal. So he still says that even that case when the violation took place he was shogeg, the neder is not chal. I would have thought in that case the neder is chal, except that this is not considered a violation because you're shogeg. Maybe later on you'll violate the neder, you know, appropriately. That's the right way to say you violated the neder. Okay, that's case number one.
But this only hinges on the fact that
he forgot. Correct. Right, because it has to be, the neder is not going to be chal.
Otherwise, there's one, then you violated the neder right away if you didn't forget. It had to be that he forgot.
Right, if he knows about the neder and then he eats anyway, then he violates the neder.
Right, it's a neder.
Okay. Amar. The next case is, we saw this case previously. Konem ishti nenesli. My wife should be usher to get any hanava from me. Why? And he explicates the reasons. She gandva eskisi. She stole my money. She went into my wallet and took the money out. Vishe hiksa esbini. Or she hit my sons. So, and the end of the noda shalom hikatov, noda shalom gandva. And it turns out in the end that she didn't do it. So the neder was basically based on misinformation. That's called a neder shogeg, and it's not a valid neder. We saw this on Shabbos and stuff. What do you mean? The case would be the neder is only going to be chal if she stole. So why isn't it going to neder shogeg? Neder is not chal. She didn't steal. What is this neder shogeg? So the Ran took out the girsa and of the nodal shloganva, all those things, took out the girsa, and the Rashba and the Ran over there, he said he kept the girsa, and he said the reason why is because he was mamid v'nidro. He still kept the nidro. So the Ran, he turned back, I think. I have to go back. What was Shabbos' lap? Shabbos 5 days ago. Maybe it wasn't Shabbos time. Maybe it was Shabbos. It was on Thursday. It was Monday stuff. My bad. Monday stuff. Right. So there's a Ran. Kachir girsa rov hanuschos. It's a Ran on the side on daf chav beis on beis. Monday stuff. Okay. Fine. Okay. They all mix into one. That's case number two. Case number three of Neder Shkagos. Ra osan ochlim te'enim. Guy comes home and he sees people eating and partaking in his fruits. He's eating all his stuff. But Amar, so he gets upset. And he says to them that these fruits, these te'enim, alecha karban. They're asr to you like a karban. Take a neder. I can asr my own person. I can asr my stuff on you with a neder. I can do that. So I say they're asr to you like a karban. It turns out that amongst the people who are eating from his fruits are his father and his brothers. He doesn't want that to be us to his father and his brothers. He doesn't mind if his father and brothers eat his stuff. He must have had a good relationship with them. But there were others amongst him. But had he known that his father and brother were in there, he probably would have not made this nether to include everybody. So therefore it's a nether shogeg.
Why wouldn't that be a karata?
What do you mean charata?
That's charata.
No, because he made the neder. Charata is only when... Because he didn't go to a chacham to be matir. There's a whole point over here is you don't need charata. You don't need charata. Aye, but Beishamai say... So the machlok is not between Beishamai and Sila. At this third neder, what's considered batel? Beishamai omrim hein mutarim. The father and the brother are mutar. Umasha imayim. And the other people that are with him are usher. Because he's only shogeg with gabi them. Beis Hillel omrim elu ve'elu mutar. No, even the other people are also mutar because it was all included into one big neder. And Beishan and Beis Hillel are basically going to hold that neder batal miksasa batal kulo. Part of the neder is batal, the whole neder is batal. Right. So Tana, that's Beis Hillel. So Tana, we learned in our brisa kishem shnidrei shkagos mutarim. Just like this list of nidrei shkagos on mutar, kach shvur shkagos mutaros. So too, if you take a shvur and it's a shvur shagel, like if he says, I swear that I will not eat a loaf of bread if I ate yesterday, same whatever that case is, that's also considered batal. He's not asr. You don't need charata. You don't need say hafara. You don't need anything. It's batal meikara. So hechi dami shvur shkagos. So what's the case of shvur shkagos? Ron says doesn't mean what's the case of shvur shkagos. I just told you what the case of shvur shkagos is. Because basically now we're testing the limits of shvur shkagos. If you look at the Ron says the last Ron, short Ron, hechi dami shvur shkagos. Going to Kahana Rav Asi, lav the meimed lomus chin shvur shkagos el bi agayvna. He says el rabusa nakat ki ilu amar ad hechan shvur shkagos. How far do we take this concept of shvur shkagos? He says we take it as far as the meiser of Kahana Rav Asi. The Kana Rav Asi had a machlokas as how Rav interpreted a certain halacha. The Hadein Amar Shvuasa the Hachem Rav. Once that I swear this is how Rav interpreted it. The Hadein Amar Shvuasa the Hachem Rav. I swear this is how Rav interpreted it. So here maybe they should have been a little more careful. The other guy is so certain. Why are you taking the Shvuah? So basically, the Kol Chav V'Chala Daiti Nafshi Shaper Kamishtava. Each one thinks that they're really taking the Shvuah. That they're really, it's legit. Nevertheless, that's a shvur shkagos for the one who's wrong, because I guess they didn't have all the facts, all the information in front of them. Okay, that's how far it goes by shvur shkagos. The Mishnah mentioned Ra'a Osan, right? The third case of the Mishnah was he saw a bunch of people eating his te'inim, and he says, Harei te'inim ayliu aleichem kekarban. And after that, he finds out that his father and his brothers were amongst the people who were eating, and there were other people or not. And we had Machlokes B'Shana Beis Hillel, whether or not only the father and the brother are now mutter to eat, whether the neder applies to everybody else, not the father or brother. That's according to Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel says, no, everybody's mutter, because that the neder shutter miksasa hukter kulo. So now this Gemara is going to bring another machlokas tanaim to see whether or not neder hutter miksasa hutter kulo. So the Gemara says, Tnan Hasam. We have a Mishnah, similar to Mishnah, I think in Daf Samach Vav it brings down. This is by somebody who took a neder that he will not eat meat for 30 days. And he forgot, I guess, he forgot that on Shabbos there's a mitzvah to eat meat. So he forgot about that. So poschin b'shabbosos yom tovim. So the Chacham, when he does the Pesach, he can openly say, he can ask him, had you known that, you didn't know, but had you known that there was a mitzvah to eat meat on Shabbos and Yom Tov, would you have still made this neder? And if he says, no, I wouldn't have, so then we're matir him. We matir the neder. So now we're matir the neder, so what are we matir? So by Rishona, originally, the old halacha was that the Chachamim Omrim, they said that Osan Hayamim Mutarim Vishar Kala Yom Masurim. So they opened by Shabbos and Yontif. So that means now Shabbos and Yontif, he can have meat. But for the rest of the days of the neder, he may not have meat because the neder is still chal.
Why? Because I could hold his whole neder.
What? That's the machlokas. The Chachamim originally they held that you're only oker the part. Right. You're only oker the part which was the Shabbos and Yontif part. But the rest, he is going to be usher. Based on that's the old halacha, like Beis Shammai. Came Rabbi Kiva, Ad Shabbat Rabbi Kiva, Limeid, and Rabbi Kiva came and said, Nedesh, Hutar Miksasa, Hutar Kulo. We should hold like Beis Shammai, that the Nedesh, Hutar Miksasa, Hutar Kulo, and therefore, if they post him and they say that they got rid of the Shabbos and Yontif part of the Neder, they get rid of the entire neder.
Why is he going to the rabbi, he wants to get the whole thing undone, or wants to get part of it undone? He goes to get
it doesn't matter according to Rabbi Kiva, even if you're going to get part of it undone, once part of it's undone, the whole thing unravels.
Typically you go and say, I made a neder, and obviously I didn't realize about the Shabbos thing, so I want to get rid of the whole neder.
But who's he went? He says, "I took this neder. I want to get rid of the. I want to get rid of the neder." So the Pesach that they gave him was to open Shabbos and Yom Tov. So according to Beis Shammai, according to Rabbanan, you only open Shabbos and Yom Tov. We can't help you with the other part. According to Rabbi Kiva, once I helped you on one part, the other part falls away automatically. It goes away automatically. That's the Mishnah in Sam Avav. Tanan Hasam. Posrin b'chul Shabbos v'yom tovim. The Mishnah says explicitly. Okay, our Mishnah says it's a neder shogeg. It goes all the way. But what falls away automatically? Which part of it is a shogeg? The only shogeg part was about his father and brothers. So now the Gemara is not going to bring. Now we're going to just a durabah tomorrow. Against durabah. Gemara is going to bring. What's the machlokas b'shav? The limit to machlokas b'shav Beis Hillel. So Amar Rabba, Kuli Alma. Both b'shav Beis Hillel agree. If the case was Kol Heicha de Amar, had the guy, after he turns out that he sees that his father and brother are there, had the guy said Ilu Ha'isi Odeya She'aba Beinechem, had I known that my father was amongst them, Ha'isi Omer, I would have said my nedin or different lashon. I would have said Kuchen Asurim. You all are usher, except for my father. Right? The kulan asurim avi mutter. Then we don't say hutter miksasa hutter kulo. Beis Hillel will agree that everyone is still included and the father is excluded because he would never have changed his lashon. He just would have just reinterpreted his language. He would have said, no, kulan asurim is what I meant. I just didn't mean to include my father, but I still would have said kulan asurim. However, the lo nechakul. Where's the machlokas? Eliba Omer, had he said, Ilu ha'isi odeya she'aba beinechem, had I known that my father, he doesn't mention brothers yet, had I known that my father was amongst them, ha'isi omer, I would have taken the neder in a completely different lashon. I would have said, ploni uploni asurin, the aba mutter. So-and-so is asur, and so-and-so is mutter. There, you completely changed the lashon of the neder. So that is neder shehutter miksaso hutter kulo. If you look at the Ran, he says, "Lo nechlu." It turns over to Amud Aleph. Lo nechlu. Olva Omer Ilisir Deish Abba Nechem. Iisir Omer Ploni Ploni Asurim V'Avam Mutar. Beishamai Kirabanan. Beishamai Holet Rabanan. The Lesley Nedar Shutam Ksasa Hutar Kulo. Beis Hillel Rakiva. The Rabbi Kiva. Why? They came into Hacha Ikatarte. You have two issues over here. Chad the Ikatos Gamal Gabi Av. He's totally mistaken regarding the father and the Gabi Ach Grine Gam. And always, even according to the other people, Yesh Tos Belashon. He had a different lashon that he would have used. So he had the double mistake. That's where he says Nedar Shutam Ksasa Hutar Kulo. But in the first case, where it's just Had I known that my father was amongst them, I would have said Kulchan Asurin, but my father would be Mutter. So there, that's not considered Hutter Miksaso, Hutter Kulo, because at the shot, even then he said Kulchan Asurin, and now he says Kulchan Asurin. He just has like an addendum. That's the Machlokas. Okay, tomorrow we'll start with Rava on the top of Amar Aleph. He'll also interpret the Machlokas in Meshamai Beis Hill. We'll stop here. Everyone have a good day. Have a good focus.